Renfrew today presents Mickey's Promotions, Hooray for Coaches.
It's a pleasure to welcome Skatie Krakowski into our... Skatie? Did I just call you Skatie?
It's a good nickname. It's very suitable.
I called you Skatie. Okay, let's try that again. It's a pleasure to welcome Katie Skrakowski into our studio today. Katie is a local figure skating coach with the Renfrew Figure Skating Club. And Katie, I just want to say thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
And I want to talk a little bit about what you do and with figure skating, because first of all, it's beautiful. It's graceful. But there's quite a degree of difficulty and skill needed to be a figure skater. So let's start with, first of all, how long have you been skating and what first attracted you to the sport?
Oh, geez. I've been skating for about 30-odd years. And it was after seeing Elizabeth Manley performing on TV one time, and she had a pink dress on. And so I started skating. My parents signed me up that fall, and I have been skating ever since. And my very first competition, I had a pink competition dress.
So seeing someone in the sport was obviously influential into your decision to take part.
It was. And actually, I was able to meet Liz a few times since, but I remember how emotional it was the first time because she was then a coach herself, and I met her, and I was a pretty new coach at the time, and it was really emotional. I'm like, oh, Liz Manley, you're the reason I'm doing what I'm doing. And she was so nice about it.
Well, that just kind of segues into what I'd like to ask you next. What motivated you to transition from skating and competing to coaching other skaters, other youth?
Well, I think when you like something so much, you can't just give it up cold turkey. And so when we become 16 years old in skating, currently, you could become a can skate coach, which is working with the little ones. But when I got into coaching, you had to be 18 years old to become a coach. And so when I hit 18, I took all my courses and I became a coach, and I have not looked back. It's just, I love kids. I love skating. And it's just, it's nice when your job is not really like a job at all.
Well, okay. So with that in mind, what would you say is the most rewarding part of being a coach?
I think the most rewarding part for me is whenever I see someone achieve a skill and like something that they've been working really hard on, and the face that, you know, their expression whenever they finally learn it. And we just had that the other night at the rink, you know, one of our skaters just finally learned an axel, and it's one of the more challenging elements, when, you know, that they're learning. And so when they finally are able to do that, that's, you know, that makes it worthwhile. That's why we go to the rink at 7:30 in the morning. And
do you feel a sense of responsibility, because you are working with youth? They are influential, they are ready to be molded, and the experience they have with you, whether it's positive or negative, is going to impact their lives. So do you feel the weight of that responsibility? Do you welcome it? What's your thinking on that?
I do, actually. And it's kind of changed a little bit over the years. When I first started coaching, I didn't have my own kids. And so I felt like I was more of like a big sister or a mentor to them. Now that I've got my own kids, I'm, you know, a little bit older. And I feel like I'm more of a second mother to them. And even, you know, some of them will post things after they're off to school and stuff, and they're, you know, their skating careers are over, and they still come back and say, you know, my ice mom or my second mom. And so, and you know, you see, especially the girls in skating, the boys a little bit, but more so the girls in skating, they go through a lot in, you know, their formative years in high school and stuff. It's difficult. And so, you know, I'm very invested, not just on the ice with them, but in what's going on off the ice with them as well.
Looking at your career as a figure skating coach, what would you say is an accomplishment that you're the most proud of?
I mean, when it comes to the world of competition, I've actually had three skaters scouted by Skate Canada. One of them is still pursuing it and is actually probably going to be an international competitor next year for Canada. So that's pretty cool.
Do you have any advice for anyone who is considering figure skating, or even anyone who might be on the fence about whether or not they want to be a coach in figure skating?
We had a lot of late starters in our club in Renfrew here, and which is nice, because whether or not you're going to be an international success or even nationally ranked skater, a lot of them are doing it just because they love it. And that's what it's all about, because I was never a nationally competitive skater. I just loved it. And, you know, and passing on that love is what's the most important for me, because I don't want to see this sport die out. Quite a few of my skaters that have reached 16 and 18 years of age have gone into coaching, which is nice. And I actually also coach at the Almont Skating Club, and I coach side by side with one of my skaters right now.
Thank you very much for coming in and sharing with us your experience as a coach.
Thanks so much for having me.